This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The way this economy works, whatever impact the tariffs are going to have when and if they get signed, isn't going to play out evenly across the country. A paper published today by the Tax Foundation, which we should emphasize is critical of the tariffs, it says Texas is going to be hit the hardest. Lucky for us, then, we've got a guy in Austin. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler from KUT.
The Tax Foundation's analysis took U.S. Census data on how much steel and aluminum each state imported. It found that nationally, a 25% tariff on steel and 10% on aluminum would cost American importers about $9 billion. Texas would bear more than 10% of that cost, about $1 billion. Scott Hodge is president of the Tax Foundation.
Texas firms, specifically in the oil and gas industry, are heavy users of steel and aluminum, so they're going to bear a lion's share of that burden.
But Texas businesses are worried about more than specific tariffs on steel and aluminum. Luis Rivera is director of North American Studies at Texas A&M University.
The main issue, I think, of starting a trade war is retaliation from the countries that feel affected by this unilateral tariff.
Rivera says we import a lot of steel from our neighbors, Canada and Mexico. And we're already at odds with those two countries about renegotiating NAFTA.
You can bet that they're going to have some retaliation and they're going to target some of U.S. products.
And traditionally, one of the first industries to be targeted in a trade war is agriculture. Kelly Sullivan is a cattle producer who owns the Santa Rosa Ranch in East Texas.
You can't look at trade in a vacuum. If some of these items are specifically targeted, that's fine, but just don't clump us all into one basket.
Her concerns are echoed by a number of economists. Metal tariffs are one thing, they say. The unintended consequences of a wider trade war are another thing altogether. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.